doing the Three Peaks, the traditional Three Peaks, Ingleborough, Whernside and Penygent, undoubtedly a great challenge. Something that I suppose many, many people have done each year, and many people listening to the programme will have done the Three Peaks challenge. What then is so very unusual about the decision of York man Harry Baines to do the Three Peaks? Well, for a start off, it's not the Three Peaks that you and I immediately think of, the ones I've just named, for this is the Californian equivalent of the Three Peaks. Next month he's going to attempt to hike across some of the biggest mountains in the USA to mark the third anniversary of his successful radiotherapy treatment for cancer. And whereas the tallest peak in the UK is Ben Nevis, at just short of 4,500 feet, each of the mountains that Harry is going to climb in California is more than 14,000 feet high. As I do this introduction, are you feeling more and more uncomfortable? It's not the intention. You're all right with it?
Yeah, yeah.
Good, good.
Absolutely fine.
Okay,
yeah.
It's all going to take place at the end of June, but Harry's training is well underway and he's with me in the studio this morning. Good morning, nice to see you.
Good morning, thank you for having me.
You crazy man. what prompted you to do this? Where did the idea come from?
I have a family friend over in California who's been asking me to do one of the peaks, Mount Whitney, which is 14,500 feet. So he's been asking me to do that for a number of years now. And I finally said yes, and we were chatting in the pub, and things escalated, as things do.
The words chatting in the pub are just, you know, endemic to this kind of situation, is it? Every time I speak to someone who's going to do something a bit extremely stressful, it always starts with the words chatting in the pub. Why California? Why not do something closer to home?
Just because he invited me over there. It's a part of the world that I know fairly well. I moved out there for about 6 months, so I know it relatively well. I don't know the mountains very well.
Ooh, right, okay. And I'm assuming that you are a great mountaineer. I mean, that you've climbed many a mountain and done many a mountain over 10,000 feet.
Well, there you would be wrong. It's it's actually a new endeavour for me.
It's a bit of a stressful thing to take on as a new endeavour. I mean, you know, sort of people say, you know, baby steps, just try something, see if you like it, but you're really sort of going for the big one right from the word go.
Yep, I've done it the last couple of years. I did a 500-mile bike ride 2 years ago and a 1,000-mile bike ride last year, and I wasn't much of a biker. In fact, the first bike ride I did on my brother's bike. So I just tend to throw myself in the deep end and don't really think about what I agree to.
That is the expression, in at the deep end, yes. they should have a TV series called that. tell us about the mountains in question. I think we've got Mount Langley, Mount Whitney is the one you've mentioned, and White Mountain.
Mount White.
Mount White, sorry.
So I think Mount White is the first one, Mount Langley, then Mount Whitney. The first one I will be covering, I think it's about 3,000 feet up to the top, and I think that's a 16-mile round trip up and down. The second one I cover 3,500 feet, and that's again 16 to 18-mile round trip. And then the last
I'm
one.
I'm tired just listening to you describe what you've got to do.
I know, and then the last one, Mount Whitney, it's a 6,000 feet day. And that's going to be a 21-mile round trip. That on its own is a massive challenge.
And you're leaving out that till last, are you?
Yes.
So you've been exhausted by the first two.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we're camping as well. That he hadn't mentioned that until a couple of months ago. I just assumed we'd be staying in the top-notch hotel, but he said, how do you feel about camping with bears around?
Well, interesting you should mention that, because, look, here on my piece of paper, I've scribbled the words bears and cougars.
Yeah.
Because later on in the show, we're going to be talking about sightings of big cats in North Yorkshire. You'll know from time to time people say they've seen panthers, they've seen leopards, whatever. Now, in North Yorkshire, they may see them, they may not see them. In the mountains of California, though I'm not terribly well acquainted with them, this is not fantasy, this is reality. We are talking wild cats and bears, aren't we?
Absolutely. Less so the wild cats. I think there's been a few spottings of mountain lions. We shouldn't see one of them, but we will definitely see bears kicking about. They're only the small black bears, not the big grizzlies of the Canadian and Alaskan wilderness, but they'll still be kicking about.
Once upon a time, I'll tell you, a million lives ago, I was off the west coast of Canada, Vancouver Island.
Yeah, beautiful
and
part of the world.
You know those little bears that you're talking about?
Yep.
When you are, fortunately, I was in a small boat and this bear was on the beach. He was sort of fishing for salmon or something. Yep. The little bears that you're talking about, Harry, don't look quite so little. I mean, they're not 9 and 10 foot high like grizzly bears, but they're big.
I'm very good at putting things out of my mind and not thinking too much into it. I just hope we have something better than a wigwam as a tent to keep them out.
That's a big sign on it saying no bears wanted here. Let's mention early on, because we just tend to do this right at the end and people don't get to latch onto it, you do have a Just Giving page if people are singularly impressed with your bravery or foolhardiness or whatever it might be to go and do this.
Yep, I do. I'm looking for more public donations this time round. It's a big year for me. Just Giving site is Harry's Hike of Hell. And if you type that into Google, Just Giving, Harry's Hike of Hell, that should be one of the first things to come up. I don't think there's many Harry's doing hikes of hell.
Is that your name for it, or is it officially known as the Hike of Hell?
It's officially known. I have the official T-shirt on now.
Oh, so you do?
I do, yeah. Harry's Hike of Hell 2013.
As you've said, actually, you're not a newcomer to doing quite stressful things like this. You have actually picked up awards, haven't you?
Yes, I did. For my 1,000-mile bike ride last year, I won the Community Pride Award for Fundraiser of the Year. So that was a very, very nice deal at the race course.
Yeah.
And
That's the award given out by our friends at the press, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Good for them.
A couple of weeks ago, I found out that I'd won a Cancer Research UK award called the Flame of Hope for Young Fundraiser of the Year, which I'll be picking up 2 days before I fly out to America. So looking forward to
bye,
it.
Bye, folks. Here I go again. Can we talk about your cancer? Is that okay?
That's absolutely fine.
What happened to you? What did you have?
It was called a pediatric follicular lymphoma. And basically, it was a tumour that started growing on the side of my chin. And I had I had no other side effects, maybe a little bit of tiredness. But apart from that, it was a very isolated thing. So we didn't really worry too much about it. I thought it was maybe an abscess or something like that. And we were out in the States at the time. As I mentioned, I was out there. And it took them 2 months to diagnose it. And so we came back to the UK, big fans of the NHS, and they sorted me out great. I went to Western Park Hospital in Sheffield, had one course of radiation therapy, and got the all clear within, I think it was 7 or 8 months. So I was very, very lucky to have a short journey.
Yeah, so here you are, fit and raring to go, and more than keen to raise more funds for Cancer Research UK.
Absolutely.
It's really good to hear that you're in the States, because I think we all tend to think that the States, the medicine is terribly high-tech and all the rest of it. It's really good to hear that you came back to the UK to tap into the services of the National Health Service.
Yeah, absolutely. Part of it was we wanted to be around home, family, and things like that. But my auntie's a surgeon, and so we're, big believers in the NHS. And as soon as I got back, they got me in, got the tests that I needed, and just double-checked everything that I'd had done in the States. And, it was really inspiring.
Right. And the all clear, and obviously feeling hale and hearty if you're prepared to take on a challenge like that. We've mentioned the bears.
Yes.
I introduced the notion of cougars and mountain lions.
You did.
What else worries you most about the sheer scale of this challenge that you've taken on? What's going through your mind that you're thinking, I don't know whether that's going to be much fun?
Well, as I said, I try not to think about those types of things, but now you've mentioned it, the altitude, that's one thing that most people say. You don't know how you're going to react to the altitude. So my guide for the tour has told us we'll go up the day before, get acclimatized so that we're not just hitting it the first day. And he's got absolute confidence, so I have confidence as well.
Is he just one of these gung-ho fools that says, ah, go on, we can do it?
Kind of, yeah. He's
I shouldn't say fools, I mean inspirational people.
Yeah, we prefer eccentric.
Eccentric. Right.
Yeah. And then the second thing, the final mountain, 30,000 people attempt it every year, and only 10,000 make it to the top.
Right, so you've got a 1 in 3
chance, and a fair few of them camp halfway. They do it in 2 days.
Right, and you're doing it
in 1 day.
In 1 day,
yes.
Best of luck to you.
Thank
it was
you
really
much.
Nice to meet you, and I'm sure we'll meet again. In fact, America's very good on the technology, but I mean, if there is a mobile phone signal sort of somewhere around there, is there any chance we might be able to put in a call to you?
Absolutely. Maybe not whilst I'm up the mountain, but I'll have a month out there of training runs up slightly smaller mountains, but still relatively large ones. So I'm sure we can organise a transatlantic catch up.
See how the training's gone, whether that's inspired you. Let's mention the Just Giving page again so that people can, if they've been inspired by what you're prepared to put yourself through.
All right, so that's www.justgiving.com/Harry's Hike of Hell.
Harry's Hike of Hell. Remember that one. All right, and we will talk to you, and it's all happening at the end of June.
Back end of June, 21st, 22nd, 23rd.
What's the weather going to be like? It's going to be really hot.
Sunny, cold, and hopefully all the snow will have melted.
Oh, right. So there's still a hopeful, is it, even at the end of June?
Yeah, there might be little bits of snow, so there may be some crampons and grip. So we'll have to take them up just in case.
Just to add to the excitement of it all.
Why not?
Harry Baines, good to meet you. Best of luck with what you're doing. That's Just Giving page again. If you're looking on one of the search engines, it's Harry's Hike of Hell, if you've been inspired. And as I say, we'll try and touch base with Harry sometime in his training period to find out how that's going. And, of course, when he is successful. Successfully strolled round all three enormous mountains.